sorry. Before we start the meeting, two cars. You need to move your cars.
啊，在我们开始聚会以前，有两辆车需要请你移走。
Okay, AWD 760.
啊，中文我不晓得了哈。AW 怎么翻译啊
？And BMW 27V. One is Subaru, and you must move your car now because you're blocking people's driveway, and you will get a ticket. And we don't want complaints from the neighbors.
你刚刚听到这个车号的话，请你立刻把车位移开，不要挡住别人的路，也免得你的车子被别人拖走。
Okay, AWD 760 and also BNU 27V. Thank you.
谢谢。好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers.
这次来说五年没有来，这次来看到弟兄姊妹，真的心里面非常非常高兴。
It's been 5 years since my last visit, but this time truly, I'm very delighted to see all of you again.
我也知道每一个地方的教会都有我们特别的挑战，也有特别的恩典。
You know, every church in the world, we are facing unique challenges.
有一件事情是我们心里面最欢喜的一件事啊。
But one thing we really would be joyful.
就是我们的神是非常积极的神。
Our Lord is always a positive God.
而且他永远爱我们。
He forever loves.
而且他永远得胜。
And he will forever be overcome.
所以我们人会失败，我们会有碰到困难，我们环境整个世界堕落的这么快。
So we will fail. We have difficulties, problems. The whole world is deteriorating.
但是我们的主这么伟大，他大过世界，对不对
？But our God is so big. He's much greater than the world.
老约翰说，在我们里面的比在世界的还要更大。
Old Apostle John says, the one inside us is.Bigger than the one in the world.
所以我们碰到这些挑战，我们应该是越战越勇啊。
So as we face these challenges, the more we face, the more bold we should be.
啊，刚才弟兄带我们唱的这首诗歌，你们唱完了，知道里面一共有多少个更吗
？You know the word the team have just sung. How many more in that hymn?
我看到伊娃在看你，都不看他。多少个更
？You know how many more in that hymn we have just sung?
你看看
，Look.
好多
，Plenty，
Amen，
Amen，
24个
，24 more。
我不晓得唱完了以后有没有哪一个东西特别摸着你，成为你最近向神的祷告跟你的心智啊。
I don't know after you sang the hymn, how many prayer that the words will lead you to that you want to ask the Lord for more。
24个根本不够多。
Indeed.We should have more than 24.
保罗在以弗所书第四章告诉我们要凡事长进，连于元首基督。
You know, Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 tells us to grow in everything unto Christ.
大家听英文就听得出来哈 ，grow in everything， 每一件事都可以长，而且要 grow into Christ。
Grow in everything into Christ. Everything.
不是光只是在基督里长进，而是说我要长到基督里。
Not only we grow in Christ, but grow into Christ.
就是我这个长进是被神算数的。
So our growth is counting worthy before the Lord.
我这个长进不光是在基督里，而且是在能够长到基督里去。
Not only we grow in Christ, but we grow unto the measure of Christ.
因为我们教会是基督的身体。
You know, the church is the body of Christ.
教会要怎么样子在基督里能够不住的成长，满有基督长成的身量。
How can the church continue to grow unto the full measure of the Son of God?
所以我们对主的认识和经历，每一天跟每一件事情上都可以长进的。
So our knowledge and our experience in Christ should grow in everyday encounter.
有一次我到美国南加州厄尔湾去，我三年没有去了，碰到他们同工们大家一起吃饭的时候。
Once I was visiting South California in Irvine, we met with the co-workers there.
我说大家交通都很高兴，中间我突然问他们，我说你们这三年全教会最大的长进是什么？
We were very happy enjoying the fellowship. And then I asked a question, for the past 3 years, what area has this church grown?
弟兄们都不讲话了。
All Silent.
突然一个姊妹讲体重。
All of a sudden, sister said, our weight. Weight gain.
唯一最 significant 的长进居然是体重。我们真的很亏欠神哈。
Obvious gain, the only obvious gain is our weight is really shameful.
如果每一件事情都可以长。
Truly, if you grow in everything.
或是说如果每一天都可以长进的话。
Or you grow in every day.
三年是很长的时间呢。
Three years is a long time.
我们跟你们五年没见呢，人生有几个五年呢
？You know, we haven't met for 5 years. How many 5 years do we still have?
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说你们要讲好听的话，
千万不要对我说与弟兄你都没有变。
You know, I always tell brothers and sisters, don't tell me when you see me, oh, you haven't changed, brother Yu.
如果是你们对我说我没有变，是耶和华差你来骂我的。
If that's the case, indeed it is the Lord sending you to rebuke me.
我怎么可能不改变呢？
How can I not change?
怎么可能五年了没改变呢？
5 years, no change?
好，所以今天晚上我们要讲一个很重要的题目，讲到经历基督。
So tonight we're going to share a very important topic.To experience Christ.
怎么样子在基督里面我们经历他的同在，我们更是经历他的改变。
How in Christ we experience his presence and experience his change.
我常常引用德国的那句话，人老得很快，成熟得很慢。
I always use this quote, a German quote, we age quickly, but we mature very slowly.
转眼之间就老了。
Blink of eyes, we become old.
以前我背名字背得很熟的。
You know, I used to be able to recite many poems.
现在你才可以跟我讲完，我在讲，我这个名字好记，绝对不会忘的。
Oh, always easy to remember many names, but now you tell me my name, I tell me your name, I forget easily.
我转头就忘了。
Just immediately I forget.
所以你们一定要原谅我，这是老的象征啊。
So please forgive me, it is a sign of aging.
人老得很快，但是成熟得很慢。
We age so quickly, but slowly we mature.
所以有人说，生命是神所赐给我们的礼物。
You know, people said, life is a gift from God.
而我们怎么样子的来使用它，是我们献给神的礼物。
But how we are going to spend our life is a present to God.
他从一本造出万族，他把生命气息赐给了我们。
He gave us breath, and from one he raised many generations.
我们好像得到了一份本钱一样，在这里经营它。
We've got a principle here about how we invest.
有一天我们要为着我们这一生所有的经历和遭遇要向主交账的。
One day we have to give account of our whole life, how we spend our life.
所以当神在基督耶稣里，他把他儿子的生命赐给了我们。
When God gives us His life in Jesus Christ, His very life to us.
我们要在所有的遭遇里面来经历他，让这个生命长大成熟。
In all our encounters, we need to experience Christ and allow His life to grow in us.
而我们那天去见主的时候，主不是根据我们地上的成就、学位、财富等等等等。
One day when we see the Lord doesn't count according to our accomplishments, our wealth, our money.
他是 measured by Christ, 根据基督生命的度量来衡量我们。
But he will measure us according to the measure of Christ.
到底基督长成的身量在我们里面有多少？
What is the real growth unto Christ's measure in your life?
所以弟兄姊妹，每一天都是我们成长的机会。
So brothers and sisters, every day is opportunity for us to grow.
每一天都是我们经历基督、得着基督的机会。
Every day is opportunity to experience and gain Christ.
所以 Brother Lawrence 说，如果你不利用今天来爱神，你就浪费了今天。
So Brother Lawrence said, if you have not used today to experience Christ, you have wasted today.
同样的，我们也可以借用他的话，如果我们不利用今天来经历神，得到基督的话，我们就浪费了今天。
By the same token, if we do not use today to experience Christ, then indeed we have wasted today.
我们何等希望我们的生命不住的长大成熟，能够多结果子来荣耀神。
How long we can grow and mature that we will bear much fruit for the Lord.
我记得在以色列的时候听 Lance Lambert 弟兄交通啊。
When I was in Israel, I heard Brother Lance Lambert sharing.
他那天讲到里面他举了一个例子，他说我们今天很多的基督徒有一个很大的本事。
You know, in his sermon, he said, Christians are very good at one thing.
就是我们进到教会以前，我们就把很多的果子往身上挂。
Before we enter the church, we hang on ourselves many fruits.
把各样圣灵的果子就往身上挂，然后进来的时候好像结实累累。
You know, we hang many fruits of the Spirit on us.And it looks like we are bearing a lot of fruit.
但是他说生命果子是从生命里长出来的，不是挂上来的。
But he said fruit is from life inward, not you hang it from outside.
我们一离开教会，所有果子又都掉了。
The moment you leave the church, all the fruit's gone.
我们下次进教会以前撒一点香水，基督的馨香之气。
Before we come to the church next time, we just put some perfume of Christ.
人家来到教会都觉得，哎呀，你这个弟兄怎么这么有爱心啊？
And people come into the church, oh, you are so full of love, brother.
哦，你这么谦卑。
You are so humble.
你这么爱主。
You so love the Lord.
一出了门。
But the moment you leave,
完全换了一个人样。
You are a different person.
回到家里面已经不再是教会里面那样子的一个人。
When you go to your home, you are totally different from you in the church.
所以以前有一个很大的教会，这个那个牧师那天回家的时候，发现他 他的妻子正在收拾行李啊。
So one day, a pastor of a big church, when he returned home, he noticed the wife was packing things up.
但是你要去哪里？要回娘家呀、
啊、？He asked, "What are you? Where are you going? Are you going to?"
然后他说：“不是，我要搬家。
”She said, "I'm going to move home."
牧师吓呆了，你要搬家？你要搬到哪里去
？Why are you going to move? And where are you going?
但是我要搬到讲台上。
She said, "I'm going to move my home to the pulpit."
牧师说：“为什么
？Why?"
他说：“因为你在讲台上，你像个天使一样。
”Because why? Because when you speak in the pulpit, you are like an angel.
他说：“你在家里面简直像个魔鬼。
”But when you go home, you are like a devil.
那么自私，脾气暴躁，不讲理，这个。
So selfish, so bad-tempered, unreasonable.
那天那个弟兄说他大蒙光照。
That moment, the brother truly received
revelation. 因为他外面的工作越做越大。
Because his work outside, outwardly was huge.
他的讲道吸引人，他的成果，人家给他的掌声，让他沉迷、失迷在外面的成果里面。
You know, his fruit, people's applause, his achievement actually drowned him.
而且忽略的最重要的事情，里面基督生命真实的成长。
He ignores one very important thing, the genuine growth of Christ in him.
弟兄姊妹，我昨天讲到第二代的基督徒有一个很大的挑战跟危机。
I've told you last night that the second generation Christians, we are facing a great danger.
就是太多的道理我们都懂了，都懂了，都懂了。
Too many truths, too many doctrines we know.
我们知道怎么做在教会里面会得到称赞。
Indeed, we know how to behave well, so you will receive appreciation in the church.
啊，看到年长的弟兄让位给他坐。
You know, seeing an elderly brother, you just give your seat to him.
啊，要大扫除就在那边扫地啊，拿着拖把从弟兄面前经过。
And during the big clean day, you use the mop and vacuum cleaner, just do it in front of people.
啊，这个要唱诗要祷告，我们都开口。
You singing, you praying, you just open your mouth and sing.
啊，所以从小被夸奖长大了，哎呀，你真爱主啊。
So people always come, oh, you so love the Lord.
我们久了真的以为自己爱主。
And then we think we do love the Lord.
啊，等到当了传道人一样，我们知道什么样子的这个表现会得到弟兄姊妹的敬重。
Even if you become a preacher, you know how to behave that you receive commendation from brothers and sisters.
不是存心要去专长。
Not only you want to become a fake,
而是不知不觉的里面自己不真实的都不知道。
Unknowingly, you don't even realize you're no longer genuine.
真的以为自己属灵了。
And you think you are spiritual.
尤其我们的道越讲越高了。
And the more we preach deeper teachings.
因为圣经越来越熟。
Because we are familiar with the Bible.
经验越来越多。
We are more experienced.
哦，弟兄姊妹。甚至你看到果效越来越大
and you are getting more results.
所以等到有一天你自己就失迷在自己一个错误的假象里面
One day you're obsessed with your own pretension.
不光弟兄姊妹对你有假象
Not only brothers,
不认识你
Not only brother and sister mistakenly recognize you.
连我们自己都不认识自己
Even we ourselves don't understand anymore.
当神这样光照我的时候
So one day when the Lord shines on us,
你知道里面那个痛苦啊，是很深的痛苦。
You know, it will be a deep pain inside you.
我以为我在这里了。
I thought I'm already up here.
弟兄姊妹甚至以为我这样子了。
And brother and sister think I'm right there.
但是在神的眼中，在 spiritual reality 里面，我可能只有在这里。
But indeed, in spiritual reality, you're only down there.
当那个光照一出来的时候，里面真的是披麻蒙灰的在主面前痛。
When God reveals the condition to us, we have to put ashes on our face, on our head.
我在说，我不是故意要去装假。
Remember, I'm not saying I'm pretending to be spiritual.
而是我们不知不觉，我们长了很多。
But unknowingly, we already have grown that.
我们长了很多不是基督的东西。
We have grown many things that is not of Christ.
知识重不重要？
Is it important to have knowledge?
当然重要。
Of course, important.
但是如果不是长出对基督的认识的知识的话，这些知识叫人自高自大的。
But if that knowledge really doesn't cause you to grow in Christ, that knowledge would only puff up.
恩赐重不重要？
What about gifts?
恩赐帮助我们能够有效的来服侍主。
Of course, we need gifts to serve the Lord effectively.
当我们的恩赐越来越因着操练而老练而成熟，但是却不是基督的时候
，If the more we use the gifts and the more we are familiar with the gifts, then resulting with no Christ.
它早晚有一天带来的伤害比我们带给人的祝福还要多。
Sooner or later, the damage the gift gives will be more than the benefits the gift results.
我记得寇世远监督曾经请教纪志文博士一个问题，他说：“您服侍了这么多年，你有什么对年轻人的建议？”
Once, Pastor 纪志文 was asked, like, "What is your experience being pastor for so many years?"
他说：“靠恩赐服侍，在恩典中堕落。”
You know, we serve by
靠恩赐吃饭。
We serve by gift, but we by grace we eat.
我们只是靠着主的恩赐，靠着主的恩典，但是我们却在恩典中堕落了。
You know, we serve by gift, we live by grace, but we fall in grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够在主的面前能够更真实的认识自己，也认识我们所信的神？
Brother and sister, how can we truly understand ourselves and understand the Lord we know?
会让我们的指头不再敢指向别人，而是真的在主的面前披麻蒙灰。
As a result that we no longer point the fingers to others, but we put ashes and repent ourselves.
我们真的承认自己在主的面前，主啊，真的是怜悯我。
We have to come to the Lord, Lord, you please have mercy on me.
虽然看见自己的丑陋是很痛苦的事，真的很痛苦。
It is indeed very painful to realize your true self.
但是我们需要。
But we need that.
我曾经跟你们讲过，有一次我回中国服事太忙了，忙到我没有空去照顾我身体上出问题。
I've told you before, like once I was in China, I was so busy, I didn't have time to look after myself.
我出门的时候身上长了一个小豆子，像绿豆一样，我以为只是火气，我没管它。
Something happened before I left, a little minor issue. I thought it was easy.
等到我一个月忙完回美国的路上，这个在飞机上坐立难安，好痛得不得了。
And then when I was flying home on the plane. It was so painful, the sore.
所以长话短说，下了飞机，于师母说，先不要回家，送你到医院去看一看。
Right after my landing, immediately, Sister Yu actually sent me to the hospital.
然后医院发现说，我身上有个10公分，里面全部都是细菌的囊肿，赶快开刀。
Indeed, it wasn't a little small boil. It's an abscess, 10 centimeters, full of pus.Must be admitted and operated immediately.
医生说你在飞机上如果这个破掉的话，你就死定了，就败血症，根本来不及救的。
And doctor said, indeed, if that abscess burst while you're on the flight, it would die. Not enough time to save.
所以我那天在医院赶快接着做一个手术，躺在医院里面，正好第二天是主日，落不到聚会。我本来下飞机第二天要讲道的。
So it was like the next day was Sunday, and I planned to speak on Sunday, but now not possible.
我躺在那边，我就看电视上的一个讲道。
I was lying on the bed and I watched a TV preaching.
讲完道我睡不着，他底下就在放一个动物片。
And then after the TV preaching, it was like a film on animals.
很有意思哈，他那个旁边的记者讲说，这说底下他就照了一只鱼啊。
It was filming fish.
他说这是全世界最丑的鱼。
The most ugly fish in the world.
我也真的承认，我从来没看过这么丑的鱼哈。
And I really agree that I've never seen such an ugly fish.
就算它是新鲜生猛海鲜，你不会要吃的。哎呀，那个长相东一块西一块，那个
It's so ugly that you wouldn't even try to eat if it's a fresh fish.
然后他就照这只鱼非常悠闲的在那里游泳。
But the fish was just swimming freely.
他说，因为这种鱼不多。
Because it was very few.
然后他没有机会看到自己长相是什么。
And the fish never had time to look at herself or itself about his face.
所以底下那个镜头那个记者就很有意思，他说一转过来的时候，他看到另外一只突然迎面而来。
And then the camera turned aside and viewing another fish coming.
一模一样的鱼过来了。
At the same time, right the same face.
他一看到的时候。一下就逃走了，他没看过这么丑的鱼啊。
And then indeed, the fish immediately turned when the fish saw another fish coming to him.
那个记者很有意思，他说他被一个跟自己长不一模一样，真的是一模一样，他的鱼吓死了，他没看过这样子的鱼。
That fish was actually shocked by something exactly like itself, so ugly.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到自己本相的时候
，You know, brothers and sisters, if you truly see your reality,
很多的时候我们真的是 shock.
We should be shocked.
我怎么会是这样？
How can I be like this?
主啊，那怎么可能会是我呢？
How can I be like this?
我怎么可能会犯这样子的错呢？
How can I commit such a mistake?
我可能怎么样会这样子的对待我的弟兄和姊妹呢？
How could I treat my brother and sister this way?
弟兄姊妹，那个痛苦来的时候，
You know, when the pain comes.
让我们在主的面前悔改认罪。
It's time for us to repent before the Lord.
这是我们今天晚上要读的一段信息，我们来读好不好。
This is the message we're going to share. Let's open the Bible.
在我们读那段信息以前，我们先读路加福音第四章。
Shall we read the book of Luke first, chapter 4?
我们读16节到19节，耶稣来到拉撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经， 有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的新年。就是主耶稣受完试探以后，开始出来进执事的时候讲的第一篇道。
It was the first sermon of the Lord Jesus after he went through the temptations. His first sermon in Luke chapter 4:16. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
好，我们现在读哥林多后书第三章。
And please turn to the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 now.
第三章我们从十二节读到十八节，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局，但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12.Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. But their minds were made dull. For to this day, the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
好，那我们圣经就先读到这。
Our Bible reading stops here.
你知道当主耶稣在地上开始进他执事的时候，
You know when Jesus began His ministry on earth,
他有一个非常重要的宣告。
There was a huge important proclamation.
他说主的灵在我身上，他用膏膏我。
He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, He anointed me.
底下他一连串讲了五件事情。
And then he continued to mention five things.
他传福音给贫穷的人听。
Preach the poor.
要叫被掳的得释放
free the captives,
叫瞎眼的可以看见
open the blind,
叫受压制的得自由
relieve the oppressed,
而且报告神悦纳人的新年
and declare the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor.
什么叫做新年？
What is the year of favor?
就是所有那些欠债把自己卖为奴的、啊、把地卖掉的。
It's the year when you have enslaved yourself, and all the land being redeemed.
在禧年的时候能够完全得到自由，所有的债务全部 pay off.、啊、
In the year of Jubilee, all debt will be cancelled, and you will be free.
啊，能够在那边再也没有债 ,debt free.
Debt free in that very year.
啊，所以主耶稣来的时候，你知道他整个的一个很重要的 ministry 是要叫我们这些在仇敌哦、在肉体在世界各样的辖制捆绑底下的人得到自由。
So Jesus ministry on earth so important that all we have been oppressed have been enslaved will be free、
弟兄姊妹，其实这个时代很明显的你可以看到，其实我们每一个人多多少少都在某种程度里面我们活在一些不自由的里面。
You know, in this world we are living, we are indeed in different facets of our lives,not free at all.
在我们的生命里面，在我们的生活里面，我们有很多的东西是让我这个人不自由的。
You know, in our daily encounters, indeed, we are bound and constrict in many areas.
不见得像外面有一些人很明显他有毒瘾，他有酒瘾，他有什么什么东西捆绑。
Of course, we might not be like those drug addicts or gambling. They cannot get rid of the habits.
而是在我们里面有一些的东西，不管是我们的态度、我们的言语、我们的性格、我们的情绪、我们的思想。有很多的东西是让我这个人不能自由的。
But inside us, there are things like our attitudes, the way we speak, the way we deal with people. We want to do things, but not according to our desire.
我在欧洲问过，我在香港问过，我在别的地方问过，我说到底什么叫自由？
I asked in Europe, in Hong Kong, in other areas. Indeed, how do you define freedom?
糟糕的年轻人都给我的回答就是说，我可以去做我想要做的事情。
People, especially young people, would say, I can do whatever things I like to do.That is freedom.
赞成这个讲法的举手哈。
What do you think? If you agree?
很多人都想说，我巴不得我能够去做我想做的事。
I really want to do things I want to do. This is my freedom.
这样子的自由是很肤浅的。
Indeed, this is very superficial.
因为谁都想去做自己想做的事情嘛。
Of course, we want all wants to do what we want to do.
但是圣经里面讲到的那个自由是一个更广境界的自由，更真实的自由。
The freedom and liberty in the Bible is much wide.
它能够让我们去做，有能力去做那些该做的，有能力不去做那些不该做的。
That we have the power to do things that we should do, and also power not to do things that we shouldn't do.
如果你说你是个自由的人，但是只停留在第一个阶层，就是我能够去做我想做的，那真的我们永远就是很肤浅哈。
If you think you're already free because you can do whatever things you can, you're still very superficial.
而且我们很容易被仇敌辖制了。
And we can be deceived easily by the enemy.
我们一定要被主带到在基督里的真自由。
We must be brought by the Spirit the true freedom in Christ.
约翰福音八章三十节讲到真理叫我们自由。
You know, in the book of John 8:30, it said.Truth will give us, will free us.
八章三十六节讲到天父的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
And age 36, if the Son of the Father give you freedom, you are really free.
基督给我们的自由是超越一切的。
The freedom and liberty given in Christ is surpassing everything.
让我们能够去做一般常人没办法做的事情。
It will allow and empower us to things that ordinary people cannot do.
让我们有力量去做人不应该做的事情。
And at the same time, we have to.Strength to do things that we shouldn't do.
它会自动安息哈。
But the mic shut automatically.
我们那里十几年前来了一个年轻弟兄。
A decade ago, a young man came to our place.
大概已经有二十年前了，他。在八九年的时候参加民运六四。
Okay, about 20 years ago, in 1989, during the Tiananmen Square, he was one of them.
他在当场的时候看见很多外国记者去访问这些民运的 top leader, 那些领袖们。
He saw many reporters were chasing after the top, freedom fighter leaders.
他说他听到这些记者在问他们说你们在搞民运，那么什么叫民主？什么叫自由
？And he listened all the questions about democracies, their pursuits.
那么他自己反正就跟在群众里面。
He was in the crowd. What is freedom? They asked.
结果后来出事了以后
，And after the Tiananmen Square,
他就想赶快申请到美国读书，想离开免得有麻烦。
The man immediately applied to leave and to go overseas.
没有想到学校不发成绩单给他了。
And didn't expect that the school didn't give him the transcript.
让他里面知道着急了，开始更严重了，所以他就做了一份假成绩单。
So he was nervous, and that's why he faked a document.
那时候还没信主，他就申请就跑到美国来了。
So he was still an unbeliever back then, and so he came to America.
在美国研究所读完就快要马上就要毕业的时候
，So he was in the research after a few years, almost getting his degree.
他信耶稣了。
He became a believer.
信了耶稣以后，主就光照他，你当初撒谎骗人。
So the Lord enlightened him that indeed you were lying, cheating.
他叫他去跟学校承认自己犯错。
So he went to the school and admit his mistake.
他说这怎么可能？我一去承认，马上被学校处罚，就遣送回国，我不是全部都完了
？You know what? He couldn't believe what would have be happening if he confessed that. And what about he being discharged?
不仅我的学位拿不到，我要被遣送回国了。
Not only I wouldn't have my degree, I would might be sent back to China.
他在组里面那样子的挣扎征战，到最后他就跟学校承认，他说我撒谎，我成绩单是假的。
He was struggling, but at the end he admitted before the school.Telling them I was cheating, I was lying.
你知道美国教会、美国学校非常注重诚实的事情。
You know, American system, honesty is very important.
学校马上组成了一个调查委员会。
They form immediately an investigative committee.
大概有四五个教授一起来调查他。
Four and five professors together researched.
他说那天开会的时候。
And then during the meeting,
那个主席坐在前面。
The chairman was in front.
就问他。
He asked him.
他说你知道。你这样子做，你的结果是什么吗
？He asked him, "Do you know the result of your coming to us, meeting?"
我们要把你报到移民局，把你解送出境。
We are going to report you to the immigration, and they will expel you.
你学位不可能给你了。
It's not possible for us to give you the degree.
他说你知道吗
？Do you know that?
他说我都知道。
And he said, "Yes, I do."
教授看着他。
And then they looked at him.
Then why?
But why?
那你为什么要来
？Why will you still come？
哇，我们的弟兄做了一个太好的见证。
Our brother bore such a good testimony。
他说我在天安门广场听到这些记者访问那些领袖们，到底什么叫民主，什么叫自由
？You know, when I was in Tiananmen Square, I heard so many reporters asking the question about freedom, democracy。
他说我听了这么多以后，我说老实话，我还是不知道什么叫自由。
Indeed, after I heard all the answers, still I don't quite know what freedom is。
自从我信了耶稣以后，我知道什么叫真自由。
But、ever since I've become a Christian, I realize and understand the true meaning of freedom。
今天也就是因为他给我的这个自由，让我今天可以站在这里向你们诚实承认我错。
It is because of freedom I have received in Jesus Christ, it empowers me to stand before you.
让我有力量向你们诚实在这里接受你们给我任何的处罚。
And give me strength to come before you and receive whatever judgment you will confer to me.
教授目瞪口呆地看着他。
All the professors were stunned.
就是好，你回去，我们要讨论。
Okay, that's fine. Go back and we are going to discuss.
所以他们开了一个会以后，决定把他开除。
So after the meeting, they decided to discharge him.
所以当他接到通知的时候，他被开除。
So he received the result, he was expelled.
哪里晓得学校是非常非常特别的方法，把他开除了以后，又用一个我不知道是什么方法，学校又重新恢复他的学位，让他继续读完，把学位给他。
But indeed, the school used a different means to once again after the expulsion, they accepted him again into the research center.
这是他诚实之前他不知道的结果。
It is truly something he didn't expect.
但是弟兄姊妹，这叫真自由。
Brothers and sisters, this is true freedom.
我有能力去做我该做的事情。
I have the strength to do things I need to do.
我有能力不去做我不该做的事情。
And also have strength not to do things that I shouldn't do.
很多人就是没有办法不发脾气。
You know, so many of us just cannot stop but throw temper.
很多人就是没有办法不撒谎。
Or not to lie.
只要一碰到事情，马上谎言就出来了。
When things come, lies would come.
很多人没有办法没有消极的思想。
Some we cannot get rid of negative thinking.
很多人没有办法控制自己的情绪
or control our temperament.
啊，那个情绪来的时候，自己就给自己理由，就随便发飙。
When a negative emotion comes, I just cannot but allow myself to explode.
那很多人生活习惯里面、嗜好里面有一些东西抓住他，他没办法自由的。
In our daily life, there are so many habits that's grasping us that we cannot.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人生命里面都有很多东西的不自由。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives, there are so many things indeed we do.Not have freedom.
但是主耶稣来要叫被掳的得释放。
But when Jesus comes, He will free the captive.
要叫受压制的得自由。
And release oppressed.
所以这些还不光是指的我们外面这些生活习惯、嗜好、思想、行为、情绪。
It's not only referring to our outward attitude, our emotions, our dealing with people.
啊，我曾经跟你们讲过，我们在旧金山，我跟于师母上班，下班的时候。
Have I told you before, like previous when brother you and sister you was in San Francisco?
我们经过旧金山一个最有名的一条街叫 Market Street 啊。
We were walking along the most famous street. It's called Pitt.
哇，里面很多 homeless people 坐在旁边跟人家要钱呢。
Oh, there were many beggars along the street asking for money.
他们要钱是为了喝酒的。
Well, they ask money to drink.
而是坐在地上，我们看到走过去，看到一个人，那个酒瓶子怎么洒都洒不出是酒来了。
We saw someone actually trying to empty the bottle, but no more wine.
他突然啪一下把那个瓶子打破，我们都吓了一跳。
Smashed the bottle, and it was a shock to us.
他用舌头去舔那个瓶子里面的那个玻璃瓶啊。
And then after the smashing the glass bottle, he was licking with his tongue for more alcohol.
我们那里有一个中国的人在那里做开他自己的公司，事业蛮成功的。
We have one like really prosperous young man, businessman.
他就是没有办法不抽烟啊。
But he cannot get rid of the hot habit of smoking.
后来长了咽喉癌，这边都找了一个洞，不能讲话，不能吃东西，找个洞，他还要把香烟往这个洞里面插。
He's got trachea, carcinoma. I got a hole for his trachea. He still cannot stop but smoke with his trachea through the hole.
然后不久以后就死掉。这是我们认识的一个弟兄的朋友，所以我们就知道人被捆绑的时候，没有主的怜悯帮助走不出来。
And he died shortly. It was a friend of a brother. So we realized how man cannot get away from sin.
但是当我们看到这些外面的时候，我们却忽略了在我们这些看起来好像很高尚很正常的基督徒里面。
We saw these outward oppressions, constrictions, but we don't realize for us there are other inside.
在我们隐藏的生活，在 deep down 我们生命里面、思想里面，我们有很多的地方、很多的捆绑。
Deep down in our lives, there are many hidden entanglements, a lot of confinement.
所以在这里，保罗在哥林多后书第三章，当然他是在处理以色列人。因着摩西的律法，有个帕子蒙住了他们。
So here Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he was dealing with the veil, veiling the face of Moses.
这个帕子让他们看不见基督。
That veil caused them not able to see Christ.
这个帕子让他们骄傲，以律法为他们的夸张。
The veil caused them to be very proud, very boastful of the law they have.
但保罗在这里告诉我们说，这个帕子在基督里已经废掉了，根本就废掉了。
Telling us that veil is gone and removed in Christ, long gone.
但是以色列人今天读圣经的时候，这个帕子还在他们脸上。
But unfortunately, the Israelites, while they're still reading the Bible, the
veil is still there. 所以保罗在这里心里面有一个焦急。
So Paul was very anxious.
巴不得能够帮助他们把这个帕子拿掉，因为基督已经废掉了。
He really wants to remove the veil because the veil has been taken in Christ.
但是他们却仍然把这个帕子盖在自己的脸上。
But they still put the veil on their faces.
弟兄姊妹，你知道有一个帕子在你脸上。
You know, if there's a veil on your face,
它带来的第一个结果就是遮蔽。
The first result would be you are hidden.
让你不能够看见该看见的。
You're blind. You cannot see what you should be seeing.
而保罗在这里所要强调的就是这个帕子让他看不见基督。
Here Paul said that veil caused them not able to see Christ.
所以底下就讲到，如果这个帕子被除掉的话，他就可以敞着脸见着主的容颜。
So the result, if the veil is taken, then they can see the Lord unveiled face.
这个帕子遮在我们身上的时候
，You know when the veil is on our face.
它第二个带来的就是隔绝。
The second result would be obstruction,
或是
obstacles.
这个 insulation 哈，把我们隔开来了，隔绝了。
It will insulate you from Christ.
所以当圣灵工作来的时候，
so when the Holy Spirit comes,
你感觉不到，你经历不到。
So Holy Spirit comes, but you cannot experience the Christ.
像如果一个电线漏在这里，
just like a wire is there.
你碰到它，你会碰到它的能力，你被电到，对不对？
So if you touch it.A live wire, you get shocked.
但是如果上面有个塑胶，有个橡胶遮盖着它，一个木头遮盖着它
，is insulated, you can touch it, you won't feel.
你碰到它，你不会感觉到。
You won't feel a thing if you touch it.
保罗在这里讲到说，主就是那灵。
So here Paul says, the Lord is the Spirit.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where the law is, there is freedom.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看看今天。主明明在我们中间。
You know, the Lord is with us here.
明明他同在我们中间。
His presence is among us.
但是我们多少人真正感受到这个灵带给我们的释放，带给我们的自由。
But how many of us can truly experience the freedom given by the Spirit?
所以于师母上三个月在我们教会开教会的敬拜这个成人主日学课程的时候。
You know, Sister Yu, three months ago in our church, started the class for the adult Sunday school.
他一开头就问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
The first question she asked.
他说 What if如果
What if
在我们今天的聚会里面神真的同在的话
What if God's presence is truly among us
我们会不会不一样
Shall we be different
你会说这是什么问题
What sort of question is this
难道神不同在吗？本来就是同在的，两三个人奉主名聚集，他就在同在。
Are we still doubting the presence of the Lord? It is the promise of God that where two or three gathers together in my name, there will be me.
难道约书亚不知道这个吗？
Does she doesn't understand?
难道我不知道这个吗？
I do understand.
那我们为什么要讲 What if?
Why would she ask? What
就是因为今天我们的信心被遮蔽了，我们被隔绝了。
It is because our heart has been insulated.
今天美国这么多人不喜欢 Trump.
You know, so many Americans hate President Trump.
现在 Trump 站在这里，我们都还是会很惊讶。哇，你怎么会在这里啊？
If somehow Trump is here, we will be all shocked.
我可能总会过来礼貌上 hello 一下，对不对？
We will still try to be very courteous and shake hands with him.
今天习主席突然出现在这里，我想我们很多人可能说，哎呀，到我家坐坐。
What about Xi Jinping Chairman comes here? We will all ask, can you come to my place?
英国女王突然出来这里出现的，哇，你会觉得 what an honor, 对不对？
If the Queen of England comes here, what an honor we will feel.
我读大学的时候，蒋经国那时候还没有当总统，他来我们大学视察，我一共有两次机会跟他握手，哎呀，回家还舍不得洗手哈。
When I was in university, President 蒋经国 was visiting us. I had a chance to shake him with him. I was so lovingly, preciously.Not to clean my hand.
在万王之王、万主之主、宇宙的主宰面前，这些人算得了什么？
But before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the whole universe, what these people would be worth?
光你公司的老板、副总裁、总裁出现，你都会不一样。
You know, if your boss, the president, the VP of your company comes before you, you will be different.
那如果神的儿女们真的相信？两三个人奉主名聚集，主住在我们中间。
If the children of God truly believe that whether there are two or three gathered together in His name, God will be there.
而主就是那灵。
And the Lord is the Spirit.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And wherever the Spirit is, there will be freedom.
所以你不能说圣灵不在我们中间，圣灵没有在运行。
You cannot deny the Holy Spirit is not with us and is working not among us.
而是帕子把我们遮蔽了。
It is the veil.Covering our
faith, 让我们不能够经历圣灵释放的大能。
That we cannot experience the releasing power of the Spirit.
所以我们来的是劳苦愁烦来，带着捆绑来。
So we come with oppressed spirits.
我们回家可能一样带着捆绑回去。
And then we go home same oppressed.
因为我们这个人有隔绝。
Why? Because we have been insulated.
主明明同在，我们有帕子，让我们看不见。
The Lord is with us, but the veil is insulating us.
我之前讲过，我小的时候住在台湾的台南，靠近空军基地啊。
When I was young, I lived in Tainan near an air base.
啊，那是一个美军的一个基地，都是那些运输机啊。
Near American air base, the truck, the carrier.
啊，他们常常运送一些东西，那种大飞机，我们叫它老母机啊。
It's a huge airplane. We call them Old Eagle.
卡车也可以开进去，很多东西可以进去。
It can carry many trucks and even.
它这种老母机起飞的时候，如果风向相反的话，我们住的地方都可以听得到它的起飞。
You know, when it's taking off, especially if against the wind, we can hear the engine's noise loudly.
很辛苦。
Very loud.
就是吼个老半天，开始慢慢滑，慢慢滑。
Very loud noise, slowly growing.
然后转一个弯以后，提高八度，又开始升高了。
And then turn around, another long noise coming.
然后到了最后主跑道的时候，又开始，开始叫他叫，叫了很久以后，终于起飞了。
And then coming to the air, coming to draw, the take away, ready to take away, finally.
所以我们每次要等他起飞，都要忍受好几分钟。
So we have to bear for a few minutes every time it's going to take off.
你看看现代的飞机。
What about the plane now?
你看看航空母舰上的飞机。
What about the carrier, like the plane, the fighter jet?
他们可以原地起来，跑掉了。
It can just, especially those, it can just vertically ascend and then.Straight fly.
老鹰要起飞，可以展翅上腾，一刻起来的。
True eagle can fly right away.
老母鸡跑个老半天，累得要死，起来一点就掉下来，起来一点就掉下来。
But if you are chicken, you can try very hard. It will fly a little and then drop to the ground.
那我们就到了很多的聚会里面，前面的唱诗就跟老母鸡想要飞起来一样。
So often when we visit churches, the first singing time is like old chicken trying to fly.
啊，带诗的弟兄也辛苦，弟兄姊妹唱的也辛苦。
It's hard for the hymn leader, hard for brothers and sisters.
我们的灵根本不开，我们的灵根本不自由。
We cannot fly. We are not free.
我们没有办法进一下子进到那样子跟主面对面那样敬拜那样子的荣耀。
It's not possible for us to go immediately to worship the Lord and enter into His glory.
整个聚会两个小时快结束了，终于要起飞的聚会已经结束了。
You know, after so long a period, like 2 hours, finally we get a glimpse of spiritual issue, and then the meeting stops.
弟兄姊妹，我们的旧造是老母鸡，我们的新造是鹰的生命，属天的生命。
Brothers and sisters, remember our old self is like an old chicken, but our inner life should be an eagle life.
所以四活物四个脸面，有一个脸面是鹰的脸面，讲到属天超越的生命。
You know, the four living creatures, one is an eagle, telling us the heavenly nature of the life.
这个生命可以在地上，但是绝对不受地的捆绑。
The life was on earth, but it's not bound by earth. It's surpassing.
随时可以展翅上腾。
At any time, it will fly high up.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神家里面，你就发现我们很多的时候真的是忧忧愁愁的来，忧忧愁愁的回去。
So often when we come to the church, we come set face, but we also leave with a set face.
这是我们心里面越来越着急、越难过的地方。
That is something truly grieves me.
所以有些人就用了很多很多其他的方法，用不同的方式、不同的音乐、不同的什么，要让人好像兴奋起来。
So people try to use different approaches, different means, try to excite people.
但是如果只是在情感、在情绪里面的兴奋，跟在灵里面被拔高，那是不同的境界的。
But if it's only emotionally stirred up, but not spiritually enlightened, it's very different.
你情绪很 high, 完了回到家，你属灵的情绪还是很 low 的。
It can be very emotionally high.But when you go home, your spirit is still down.
可是当我们遇见主的时候，
But the moment we truly come across,
那是一个完全不同的境界。
It will be a totally different.
所以在这里，保罗在约翰福音，在灵后三章十六节告诉我们，他说他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。
Because Paul here in 2 Corinthians 3:16, whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
什么时候归向主，什么时候帕子出去？
Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我不晓得你的帕子。
I'm not sure about your veil.
我的帕子。
Or my veil.
他的帕子。
His veil.
是不是一样？
Are they the same?
我想可能都不一样。
Maybe we are different.
那摩西在这里，不是，保罗在这里讲的是以色列人读圣经的时候，旧约摩西的那个帕子仍然在他们脸上。
Paul was referring to the Israelites when they read the Bible, the veil of Moses still covering their faces.
啊，这个是 fading away, 荣光会褪去的一个帕子。
The veil that is a fading away glory.
但是今天在我们新约里面，这个帕子说在基督里已经废除了。
In the New Testament, that veil was taken away already in Jesus Christ.
基督在十字架上说成了的时候。殿里的幔子裂开来了。
When Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished," the veil in the inner sanctuary was torn from top to the bottom.
所有遮蔽神儿女们、拦阻神儿女们、间隔神儿女们不能亲近神的都出去了。
Anything that has been hindering, that is obstructing or insulating the children of God from seeing God is gone.
但是保罗写这封信的时候，他说以色列人今天读圣经，帕子还是遮着他们。
But Paul, when he wrote that scripture, he said.Even now, when the Israelites read the Bible, the veil is still there.
明明废掉了，却还在，自己把它放回去。
Should have been gone, but they took it back.
那我不晓得今天你我的帕子是什么。
I don't know what veil you and I are having.
可能就是我们的信心不够简单。
Maybe our faith not pure.
不信的恶心，不相信神的同在。
The wicked unbelieving heart.Disbelieving God's presence.
可能是我们的犯罪，不顺服神，怕只让我不能看见神。
Maybe our sin, we do not obey God. That's the veil stopping.
可能是我们不肯饶恕的一个人。
Or our unforgiveness.
可能是我们的口，我们的言语，让我们看不见主。
Our mouth, our words, causing us not able to see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道遮蔽你的和遮蔽我的是什么。
I don't know what veil is covering you.
但是只要我们在主的面前，我们的灵不能自由，我们不能够那么真实的进到神的同在，都受到有些东西在遮蔽我们。
If at any moment we cannot freely see the glory of God, there is veil in us.
有一次我在亚洲一个地方服事的时候
，Once I was serving in an Asian country.
会后有一个高高壮壮的年轻弟兄陪我出去办事情。
A strong young man was accompanying me doing something.
他把我送到另外一个地方去聚会。
He sent me to a church to meet.
就在路上他跟我讲。
On the way he told me.
他说余弟兄
，Brother Yu,
我有一个痛苦，我 我有一个困难，没有人知道。
I have a difficulty and very painful. No one can help me.
我从来没有跟任何人讲过。
I've never disclosed to anyone.
那我的经验，我就知道他身上有些东西。
Of course, from my experience, I know something happened.
那果然他就跟我讲了，他说我被色情捆绑。
And then he told me I was by pornography.
他说我在青年聚会里面，我是带领的弟兄。
I'm indeed a youth leader.
啊，我礼拜五常常要带查经，甚至有时候还要讲。
Friday night, I need to lead the Bible study. Sometimes I even need to speak.
可是当时我每次聚完会回到家，进到我房间，那个试探诱惑就来捆绑我。
But every time after the meeting, when I go home, when I enter my home, the temptation comes.
我怎样拒绝他？但是有时候得胜，有时候不久就跌倒。
I'm trying to very hard to suppress. Sometimes I overcome, but other times I don't.
我认罪，我悔改，我靠主的宝血，礼拜五又去服侍了。
I confess, and by grace of the Lord, Friday I return to serve the Lord.
我跟主说，我再也不要。
And I told the Lord I would never do it again.
但是回去以后我又跌倒了。
And then when I returned, I fall.
他说：“余弟兄，我是两面人。
I'm like a two-faced man.
我太虚假了。
I'm so hypocritical.
可是我又痛苦，我没办法辞掉我的服事。
I feel the pain. I cannot resign from my ministry.
因为教会没有人可以接我的服事。
Because no one can take my role.
所以他说我里面被痛，被撕裂。
I'm being torn severely.
他说我该怎么办？他一面讲，大个子眼泪都出来了。
What should I do? He was a big man, but tears come.
那天我跟他有一些的交通。
So I share with him on that day.
我告诉他几件事情。
I told him a few things.
隔了两年以后我碰到他。
Then 2 years later when I met him again.
我说弟兄，那个东西还捆绑你吗？
And I asked him, are you still entangled by pornography?
我相信过去的，因为我碰到他的灵，碰到他的情形，知道不一样。
I believe that was dealt with because I can see the face different.
果然我一问他，他整个脸带着笑容。
The moment I asked him,His face was shining.
他说：“弟兄，你那时候告诉我的话，我回去照着做。”他说：“我整个人释放
了。” And indeed, he told me, brother, you, I followed your help and guidance.
他说：“我就
obey, and everything was released.
我回去就把我的电脑全部撤掉了。我家里面没有 WiFi, 没有 Internet.
I removed the WiFi Internet from my home.
我也跟所有的同工讲说，最近不要用这个 email, 不要用什么这个那时候没有 WeChat, 这叫 Instant Message.”不要用短信跟我联络，他我最近用电话跟你们联络。
And I told even all the coworkers, do not connect me using all these social media. Just call me.
他说我电脑只在办公室，而且是在办公室的中心区，为了办公而用，其他时间我都不用。
I only use my computer when I'm in my office, and the computer is right in the middle of the office.
他以前认为不可能胜过，他说我这个人情欲太强了，我胜不过他。
I thought in the past I could not overcome this lust. It was so strong.
那我是跟他讲，外面的方法是其次，主要是靠着里面的主。
And I told him it's not just external arrangement, but your inner strength.
但是外面不给魔鬼留地步也是重要的。
But it's also important for us to not leave the footstep.
所以我很高兴，我的弟兄这么简单，他愿意顺服主的话，照着做。
Very simple. Our brother, he obeyed the word of the Lord and.
今天很多的时候，我们脱离不了那些捆绑、那些束缚，是因为我们不肯信而顺服。
So often we cannot get a read from this entanglement because we do not trust and obey.
因为我们总是再留一点，再留一点，只要留一点，它永远 come back.
We always want to leave something, some footstool, and then it will come back.
所以要经历真正的自由和释放，你必须要 make a U-turn to God.
In order to experience the true freedom, we must make a U-turn to God.
而且是 whenever 你的心几时转向主。怕死几次就出去了。
And it says here, whenever you turn your heart to the Lord, the veil will be taken away. Whenever.
于是余弟兄，我已经turn过100次了，可是我后来又失败了。
You may tell me, brother, you have turned 100 times, but I fail again.
我说你百般还要百战。
You have to continue, even if you fall.
你不能够百战百败，对不对？
You cannot be keep stumbling and keep.
这个太难翻译了，对不起哈。反正你任何时候
，But anytime indeed, whenever,
make a U-turn to God,
make a U-turn to God,
随时转向主。
Anytime,
当你真转向主的时候
，And if you truly turn to the Lord,
让圣灵来做 the rest,
allow the Holy Spirit to do the rest.
要真心的转向主。
You truly, sincerely turn to the Lord.
底下你就看到，当我们的心转向主的时候
，You know what happened when you turn your heart to the Lord?
帕子除掉了以后
，Well taken away。
它第一个结果就是我们可以敞着脸见着主的容颜。
The first result is we can see the Lord with unveiled face。
我常常问弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕主的显现
？Do you want the appearance of the Lord？
羡不羡慕主的同在
？Do you desire the Lord's presence？
很多人都说很羡慕。
Every one of us would say yes。
那我们 Why not？
Why not？
主早就把路、把应许都给我们。
The Lord has given us the path。And the promise.
雅各书四章七节说：“你们若亲近神，神就必亲近你们。”
If you draw near to the God, He will draw near to you.
亲近神不用用靠感觉去亲近他的。
To draw near to the Lord is not by emotion.
我感到神同在，来感谢神。
I feel the presence of the Lord. I thank.
哎呀，我今天没有感觉到神主啊，到底什么事情出问题
？Today I can't feel the presence of the Lord.
主的同在，主的要进入主的同在，不是靠感觉，是靠信心，靠他的应许。
To enter into God's presence is not by your feeling, it is by faith.
他说：“你们亲近我，我就必亲近你们。”
The Lord said, "You draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
弟兄姊妹，这是多伟大的应许，你知道吗
？What a great promise here!
我觉得很多圣经很基本、很基本的、很宝贵、很宝贵的应许，但是我们却轻看它。
The scriptures contain so precious, so many promises.But we ignore them.
以前我读了一个西洋作者的书，他说宇宙中的三巨头，神、撒旦跟我们，其实人算不了巨头，撒旦也算不了，对不对？
There was one philosopher saying there were three big forces: God, Satan, and myself. Indeed, we are nothing.
啊，但是他为了强调有这三个很重要的角色
，or our three important forces to emphasize.
你光光雅各书第四章第七节跟第八节。
Just go to James chapter 4 verses 4,
我一个小小渺小的人，一个败坏的罪人。
A sinful, insignificant man like me.
如今是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But now I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我有这么大的权柄。
You know, I can have this authority.
我居然可以影响神，我居然可以影响撒旦。
I can influence God and influence Satan.
神说你若亲近我，我一定亲近你。
And he said, "If you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you."
这么伟大的神把他自己限制在他的应许里面。
Such a great God confined himself into this promise.
所以当我们来亲近神的时候，神不能不亲近你。
So when you come close to him, he must come close.
因为这是他的应许，所有的应许在基督里都是是的，借着他都是阿门。
You know, this is God's promise, and all promises in Christ Jesus is yes and amen.
而四章七节说：“你们务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。”
And then verse 7, submit yourself and resist the devil and he will flee from you.
我们一天到晚在撒旦的辖制底下说主啊我立志行善由得我行出来由不得。
You know, so often during the day, we just say, Lord, I cannot do anything. It's up for me to will, but it's not up to me to do it.
我们天天在仇敌的工作面前叹气束手无策无可奈何。
So many times we just sigh and despair before Satan's feeling like powerless.
但是你却没有看到这么伟大的应许都在这么简单的话里面。
But we don't see such a great promise right here.
我们找这个找那个读这个读那个我们想尽各样的方法教会成长的策略但是圣经最基本的真理我们给忽略了。
We try to use different means and approaches, find from the scriptures, the methods, but the important truth is right in front of us.
我们没有那么在乎神真实的同在。
Do we truly treasure God's presence?
我们维持一个基督徒礼拜天聚会就是了。
Or temporary presence, we just maintain the Sunday Christian life.
我们来的时候真预备好说主啊我要跟众圣徒一起来朝见你这位万王之王。
Before you come to the church, do you prepare yourself? Lord, I'm going to together with all the saints to worship you.
我们预备好了今天圣灵在我们中间有奇妙的工作要做吗？
Are you anticipating the mighty work of the Holy Spirit coming to the church?
主的灵在这里。
The Lord's Spirit is here.
他释放的大能要释放，叫一切被掳的得释放。
His great releasing power is going to release all the captives.
叫瞎眼的、被蒙蔽的、活在黑暗里的，能够看见主。
Open the blind those who are in darkness. They are going to see the Lord.
叫受压制的得到自由。
And release all the oppressed.
我们所有的罪能够在这位救主的面前，在主桌子面前，哎呀，我们得到完全的释放和自由。
All our sins before the table.Before the Lord will be forgiven and released.
那是何等的恩典啊！我们的主永远爱我们。
What a grace! Our Lord forever loves us.
他恨恶罪，但是他了解我们的痛苦。
He hates sins, but he understands us.
当我们真实悔改归向他的时候，他赦免我们一切的罪孽，洗净我们所有的罪。
If we truly repent and come back to him, he will forgive all our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins.
听说在德国有个小女孩，那个钢琴弹得很好。
You know, in Germany there was a young girl. He played very well the piano.
她好到一个地步，她自己办了一个演奏会。
And she had a concert.
但是这个小女孩为了提高自己的声名和地位。
In order to raise her honor and name and fame,
她在她的履历跟她的广告上面做了一个不诚实的广告。
And she had a like dishonest advertisement for herself.
说了她是匈牙利某某音乐大师的学生。
And she said, she's the student of a very famous pianist.
啊，为了吸引更多的人来参加她的
concert. In order to draw more to her concert.
结果非常不巧的事情。
While unfortunately,
在她演奏会的前一两天。
Two days, a few days before her concert,
他突然在新闻上面看见匈牙利的大师正好到德国，正好到他所要来的城。
So the name she claimed to be under from Soviet indeed would be coming for a concert.
他吓死了。
She was totally shocked.
他所有的谎言马上就要被揭发。
All her lies would be exposed.
真没有办法吃饭，没有办法睡觉。
Couldn't eat, couldn't sleep.
后来他决定做一个决定。
So she decided to do one thing.
他打听了这个大师住的旅馆，他直接到他那边去跟他认罪。
She actually tried to look for which hotel the Soviet pianist would be staying, and she went and admit and confess.
没想到这个大师非常的慈祥啊。
A very kind a pianist.
他说：“年轻人
，Young girl，
你的确犯了大错。
You have committed a big mistake.
永远不要再做这样子的事情。
You will never do it again.
但是我很高兴你今天跟我诚实。
And I'm happy that you come and confess.
来
，come，
弹给我听。
Just play before me。
他当场给他一些指点，果然是当他老师的，让广告不是假的。
So immediately, the pianist corrected her few things, so she became a student.
然后他看到这个年轻孩子这么认真，这么真诚。
So because he saw she was sincere.
那天在演奏会的时候
，and during her concert,
大师亲自出场。
That pianist came.
在其中有一曲，大师走上台去跟他两个 duet 一起弹。
And certain part of the performance, that pianist actually went up and played duet.
那女孩感动的一直流眼泪。
And the girl was so touched and she was in tears.
我是这样子卑鄙，这样子不真实的一个人。
I was so wicked, so untrue in the past.
她对我恩慈以待。
But her grace upon me was so great.
超过我所求所想。
Surpassing what could I have asked.
我想要得到的只是一个赦免。
I was only asked for forgiveness.
他不仅赦免我，他还成全我，教我，他还陪着我，使我尊贵。
Not only has forgiven me, he came sit by my side and raised me up to honor.
这是主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
他来不光叫被掳的得释放。
Not only has come to release
叫受压制的得自由。
To relieve the oppressed.
他说他的灵。要叫我们得自由。
His spirit will give us true freedom.
当帕子除去的时候，我们可以敞着脸见着主的容颜。
You know, when our veil is removed, we can with unveiled face see the Lord.
那么真实的来享受他的同在，进入他的同在。
Able to enjoy His presence and enter into His presence.
而他底下接着告诉我们。
And then he continued.
我们看见主的荣光。
When as we see the glory of the Lord,
好像从镜子里反照，也就看到自己了。
Then we are like able to see ourselves.
让我们这个人能够就变成主的形状。
As facing in the mirror, then we will be transformed into His image.
荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Glory upon glory, like as from the Lord, transformed.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人
，You know, brothers and sisters, people like us,
靠外功的改变
，trying to change from outward.
那个改变不够真实，也不能就持久。
That change is not genuine and is not long lasting.
我已经忍了你十次了，你最好小心一点。
You know, I've already just hold my tongue for 10 times. Be careful.
等到了第十一还是第十二次，一下子像决的堤的那个水库的水连本带利的出来哈。
You know, when the 11th and 12th time comes, I no longer can hold it. I will just burst.And then you have to repay everything.
主要的不是 change, 主要的是 transformation.
The Lord doesn't just want change, but He wants transformation.
Change 大家都在做，都在努力的改变自己。
You know, we are trying to change every day.
而主耶稣来是 transform 我们。
But when Jesus comes, He transforms us.
用他自己来替代我们。
and replacing us with himself.
你不需要压制说我不可以生气，不可以生气。
You are not suppressing yourself not to throw temper.
你会发现说你用主的爱、主的温柔来对待那些无理对待你的。
But with the Lord's love and gentleness, you deal with people that has mistreated you.
这个叫做不同的生命。
This is a different changed life.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的信主的每一个神的儿女们，不仅要快快的有这样子的经历，要多多的有这样子的经历。
You know, every child of God, not only we need to quickly learn this, but deeply and long-lastingly have this.
因为每一次这样子的经历，都让耶稣来替代我们。
You know, every time this experience is allowing Jesus to replace us.
不要只有在环境难处说痛苦的时候说主啊，你所取去的东西，你以自己来替代。
Not only when difficult, harsh circumstances come to us, we will sing this hymn, Lord, whatever you take, you replace with yourself.
巴不得我这个人所有的思想、我的情绪、我的个性、我的自私、我的骄傲、我的败坏 ，everything, 主啊，拿走，拿。
Everything, all my thinking, my selfishness, my self-ambition, my wickedness, all be replaced by you.
用你自己来替代。
And replaced by yourself.
让我活得能够更像耶稣。
That I can live more like Christ.
好，所以我前两天在这个 Pastor 跟他弟兄姊妹讲到一个老弟兄讲到在上海他附近有一个小镇。
Few days ago, I was sharing in Pastor, telling an old brother in Shanghai, next to Shanghai, a small town.
在附近的那个城里面，他是排行第二名的有钱人。
He was the number two as far as wealth is concerned.
赚很多钱。
Lot of money he earned.
他每一天晚上最快乐的一件事情就是睡觉前在那里数他今天赚的钱。
Originally, in the past, the happiest moment was before he slept, he counts the nooks he earned on the day.
每一张钞票上面不管是什么人物对他都是笑脸。
Every nook, the face is shining, smiling to him.
数完了以后就很愉快的睡觉。
And then after he counts all his money and nooks, he slept.Peacefully.
有名的守财奴。
Really, a stingy,
信了耶稣以后。
A notorious stingy.
我们很喜欢的诗歌，自耶稣来住在我心，我的生命有何等奇妙的大改变，对不对？205首。
Yeah, the hymn, like, when Jesus came into my heart, what a change I've experienced.
弟兄姊妹，那个东西不是借着教的，不是借着逼的，不是借着骂来的。
That change doesn't come because you rebuke him, you teach him, you instruct him.
自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
我的生命有何等奇妙的大改变，那是从里面出来的。
What a wonderful change happened in my life.
他说他每天晚上还是一样数钞票。
Of course, still has to count the money.
但是主耶稣改变了他的方法。
But Jesus changed him totally.
他数到一半，主说够了，停。
You know, when he continues to count, the Lord said, stop, that's it.
他就停了，不再数了。
So he stopped.
剩下的钱主说都是我的。
And the remaining money, the Lord said, all belong to me.
就是这些数下来是给你生活的，够吃够用就好。
What you have counted belongs to you, enough for you to survive.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这个是小笑话而已。
Don't take it as just
要人命的事情。
You know, money really kills.
如果你生命没有被改变，只是这样子的话，你心脏病的。
If your life hasn't been changed, taking away your money, you will get a heart attack.
你不晓得什么时候主说停了，那怎么办？那
还那么一大摞。And I'm counting when the Lord said, "Will stop."
还那么一大摞嘞。
Still heaps of money to count.
有时候他要坐下来要数，主说今天不用数了，都是我的。
Sometimes we sit down and the Lord said, "No, don't need to count, all mine."
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是伟大的释放，这是荣耀的释放。
What a great release and glorious freedom!
我跟你说，这不是主是做不到的事情。
It is not. If it is not from the Lord, no one can do it.
有一个外国姊妹也是信耶稣以前脾气躁得不得了。
You know, a foreign, overseas sister, before she believed in the Lord, she was such a bad-tempered girl.
她一言不合可以打人的。
She can even hit people.
啊，我以前三十多年前在的那个教会，有一个姊妹是韩国的侨生，好是中国人。她说
30 years ago, a lady from Korea came.
她说我们在韩国，我们女生都得学打架的。
You know, in Korea, even women learn to fight.
他说因为我们做生意常常有坏人来，他说我们都得打的。
Because in business, wicked people would come, we need to be prepared to fight.
我看你们中间不太像有这样子的人。
I don't think you are like
that. 他说我们就是这样子的。
We are all like this. We're just ready to fight.
所以那个外国姊妹他说他有一天这个他信了耶稣以后有一天走在路上。
And one day the sister was on the street, after she believed.
突然有一个这个马铃薯 potato, 啪打到他头上了。
Suddenly the potato smashed on his face.
她一下子血气被激起来了。
Immediately her like old nature explode.
她一面嘴巴就骂人，一面捡起来看是谁要砸回去的。
She was cursing, she was swearing, and trying to look for who was throwing them.
当她在那里怒目在找人的时候
，while she was searching for the culprit,
主突然光照她。
The Lord enlightened her.
信了主了还是这个样子。
Are you still like this?
都已经信了耶稣了，由耶稣做生命了，还是这副样子、啊、
You are already a Christian. You have Jesus Christ in you. How come you are still like the same?
她手立刻放下。
And so she laid down her hand.
她跟主道歉认错，安安息息的回去了。
And she confessed and quietly, peacefully left the city.
她自己都很惊讶自己的改变。
She was surprised by her own change.
她知道这不是我。
And knowing that it is not herself.
所以她为了感谢主，她把这个 potato 把它切成的几十块，泡在水里面发芽长重。所以到了感恩节的时候，背了一大袋的这个土豆到教会来。
And in order to remember this event, she actually took the potato, cut it into pieces, and grow it. And then when time comes, the harvest comes, he have many potatoes and bring to the church and share with one another.
他跟弟兄姊妹做见证，然后说会后你们要分享我生命改变的喜悦，就请你来拿一个。
And then she said at the end when she bear the testimony, if you want to share the joy of my changed life.Come and take the potato.
哦，我在，我一定要去拿一个。
And I went to pick one.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，多么美啊！神就是在很小很小的地方，他来改变我们。
She can, God can change us in very minor place. He changed us.
你不要觉得他是在找我们麻烦。
Don't think God is giving us trouble.
他是因为爱我们。
Because He loves us.
他知道我们生命里面还有哪些未得之地。
He knows in our hearts there are still unpossessed land.
他不希望我们带着这么多的未得之地去建筑。
He doesn't want us to see Him with so many unpossessed land.
所以趁着还有环境还有机会，他巴不得我们这个人被他改变改变，荣上加荣，变成主的荣形。
While there is still opportunity, chances, He wants to transform us into ever increasing glory.
所以罗马书八章二十八节，他叫万事都互相效力。
That's why Romans 8:28 all things work together for
要叫爱神人得益处。
To those who love God.
而你知道这个益处，保罗在底下告诉我们，就是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And Paul continues, the result is we will be transformed into the likeness of His Son.
讲到叫我们要像他。
That we will be like Jesus.
所以我们教会刚开工的时候，有一对年轻弟兄姊妹非常可爱哈。
You know, in our church, when we started the renovation, a couple came to us.
他们做见证啊。
They shared.
他说我们两个夫妻。
We couple.
都是那种硬干型的人。
You know, we are really stern and firm.
他说我们吵闹不愉快是不光吵架。
Not only if we are like in a bad relationship, we not only quarrel.
他说我们家是真的刀光剑影的。
We would fight with knives.
盘子丢啊，有时刀子真的丢过去了。
Chopsticks and knives would be flying all around.
所以他说我们信耶稣以前，我们家是武侠小说。
You know, before we became Christian, we were just like in a novel.
而信了耶稣以后，我们变成爱情小说。
But now no longer novel of warfare, but now romance.
妻子夸丈夫体贴，然后爱他，丈夫夸妻子这么顺服，这是他们连想都没想到的。
In the past, we could never imagine that the wife would say he loved me so dearly, and that the husband would say she obeyed me so deeply.
弟兄姊妹，不是每一个基督徒的家都这么幸福美满，对不对
？You know, Christian's family should be like this.
但是。关键是在于你我要过怎样的基督徒生活，在于你我的抉择。
The critical point and the crux of the problem is how we are going to live a Christian life.
神是轻慢不得的，种的是什么，收的就是什么。
God cannot be mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap.
我们要顺着自己的情欲、自己的脾气、自己的喜好、自己的坚持。你可以去撒种，但是你收的就是从情欲收败坏 ，destruction。
If you sow according to your own lust, according to your old nature, you will reap destruction.
但是我们如果顺着圣灵，圣灵在这里要改变我们。
But if we reap according to, sow according to the Spirit, allow the Spirit to change us.
他要荣上加荣的改变我们，好像从主的灵变成的。
The Lord will change us into ever increasing glory that we will be like the Lord.
所以你可以知道这是一个 process, 它是一个过程。
This is a process we are passing.
荣上加荣，改
变我们。Ever increasing glory, He transforms us.
所以你不要想一夜之间你头上就有光圈出来了。
It won't happen overnight that you have a halo of a light. on your head.
你一夜之间就变成保罗了。No.
Overnight you become Paul. It's not possible.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在一个成长的过程中。
We are in the process of growth.
我们的主这么有耐心。
Our Lord is so patient with us.
他为我们调度万事。
He indeed arranged all circumstances for us.
所有的环境被神打发来的时候，都有一个目的的。
All circumstances are sent by God with one purpose.
为了要把我们磨成神儿子的形。
In order to transform us into the likeness of His Son.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们透过神的旨意，神圣经上的真理来看我们人生的时候，
you know, if you view your life according to God's purpose, according to the Bible,
我们都应该在我们所有的遭遇环境以上，而不是在它以下。
We should be surpassing our circumstances and not under it.
我前两天在 Pastor 也跟弟兄姊妹讲到，我说我们的环境跟遭遇好像我们睡觉的 mattress 床垫子一样。
Few days ago, I was sharing the Pastor, like our circumstances and difficulties should be like a mattress under us.
你只能在它上面，你不能在它下面。
You can only be on top of your mattress, can you?
你好像听不懂。你今天回家试试看，钻到床垫底下睡一个晚上。
You don't understand. Try tonight. You sleep under your mattress.
今天晚上睡一个晚上，就一个晚上就好了。
Just try one night. You realize.
你全身受压，不舒服，吐不过气来，看不见天日。
You cannot breathe. You cannot see. You just cannot sleep.
今天环境是主人的时候，我们就是这个样子。
You know, today if you allow the circumstance become your master,
什么东西都来压迫我们，给我们压力，给我们要求，给我们劳苦愁烦。
If you like a mattress upon you, you allow all your hardships overwhelming you.
但是当我们得胜的时候，
but if we live an overcoming,
我们是在环境以上，环境为我们效力的。
We are on top of our difficulties. Indeed, all these circumstances.
每一个环境里面，我可以经历基督，我可以重新得力。
In all these circumstances, I can experience Christ. I can regain my strength.
我的生命可以被神来改变。
My life can be changed by God.
所以当约书亚老的时候，神说：“约书亚，你已经年纪老迈，还有很多未得之地。”
So when Joshua was old, God said, "Joshua, you are old, but you still have so many." Unpossessed land.
约书亚就起来把负担传给百姓。我们当言不去得，要到几时呢
？So Joshua rose up and encouraged the people. How long shall we remain like this?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们都有太多未得之地。
Brother and sister, truly, we have so many unpossessed.
光圣经的应许
，Only the promises of the.
光圣经里面所讲在圣灵里面该有的经历和祝福
and the experience in the Holy Spirit the Bible has described.
我们都尝了这么一点点。
We have only tasted a little bit.
但是很多的时候我们不羡慕不在乎。
The problem is often we don't even long for it.
那主就用别的方法来提醒我们还有很多的未得之地。
And God is using all circumstances to remind us there are indeed many unpossessed lands.
对我个人来说
For myself.
主最常提醒我的一种方法
One way the Lord always used to remind
me, 就是 whenever 任何时候我这个人被别人搅扰的时候我就知道我有未得之地
Whenever I'm being disturbed by anyone, then I realize I still have unpossessed land.
我实在受不了那个人的态度
I really can't bear that guy's attitude.
我受不了他那个讲话的口气我里面马上要争辩回去了
I cannot even take the way he speaks. I really want to fight.
然后那个店员对我的态度，哎呀，不舒服。
Or the waitress in the restaurant, her attitude so bad.
塞车塞成这样子，我们生气啊。
And traffic jam, the congestion.
任何东西，当你被搅扰的时候，你都知道在你里面有未得之地。
Whenever there are things that disturb my peace, I know I've got unpossessed.
因为我知道那个不是耶稣。
Why? Because it's not Jesus.
我还是凭着我自己在反应。
I still live according to my old self.
我埋怨讲道太长了。
I complain about the sermons too long.
啊，我们埋怨这个，埋怨那个。
Complained about these and that.
弟兄姊妹都说到我里面有很多的未得之地。
It proves that we still have many unpossessed land.
那你会说呢？他们真的是很糟糕啊。
But you may say this is really real the problem.
对啊，他也有很多未得之地。
That means they have unpossessed land too.
但是那是他的事情。
But this is their problems.
啊，这人将来如何与你何干？你起来跟随我。
Like what shall this man do? The Lord says, "You follow me."
主今天牺牲他。用他来提醒我，我还有很多未得之地。
Indeed, the Lord is using him, like he is paying a price to remind you.
啊，那我蒙福了。
But I should be blessed,
对不对？那他其实受亏损了。
Indeed, the one who's caused me trouble is paying a price, a sacrifice, in order to accomplish something for you.
因为他不属灵。
Because he's unspiritual.
他把我的不属灵也激出来。
He excites my unspiritualness.
所以如果我能够转向主，让主来改变我，我属灵的他倒霉了。
So if I can become spiritual and turn to the Lord, I become spiritual. It is his loss.
他是神用来制作我的工具而已。
It is an instrument God is using to.
我常常讲那个。以弗所书第二章说我们是神手中的杰作借着耶稣基督做成的。
You know, the book of Ephesians says, the Lord says, we are his masterpiece wrought in Christ.
所以 masterpiece 更重要。
Masterpiece is so important.
工具都是暂时的。
You know, the equipment, instruments are only temporary.
作品完成的所有工具都撤掉了。
When a masterpiece is finished, you just get rid of all the equipment.
你到任何的艺术馆、博物馆，你到欧洲去看米开朗基罗，去看任何东西，旁边绝对不会列出来当初用什么工具来做这个东西。
You know, you go to the museum, you go to the art gallery, wherever you go, you see the final result, the sculptures, you won't see the equipment anymore.
有一些很特别的地方需要特殊工具，你知道吗？
You know, special sculptures, you need special equipment, instruments.
所以这两天如果有一些人摸到你。真不舒服，那是特殊工具，你知道吗？
You know, if there are people really causing you troubles, these are special tools.
特别感谢他。
You should really thank the Lord for.
你们如果没有到过台湾故宫博物院的话，我建议你们去啊。
Have you been to in Taiwan the palace? The museum, 故宫。
故宫，看我离开台湾三十多年。
No.
它那么小一个象牙球，它可以一层又一层，一层又一层刻到最中心那么小的球，还是有船、有房子、有树，你简直不敢相信这是人可以做出来的。
You know, the Imperial Palace, you saw the little piece that layer after layer, layer after layer, the sculpture, and at the end, there's still the sculpture of the boat and the people there. You just cannot believe, could it be handiwork of man?
那个最里面的东西是需要特殊、特殊、特殊的工具和技巧。
That inner spot needs very special tool to do it.
我们的大师决定有技巧。
Of course, our master, he has the skill to do it.
他也知道要用什么样子的工具把你做成这样子的结果。
He knows what tools he needs to use in order to achieve the result.
弟兄姊妹要加油。
Brothers and sisters, don't give up.
哪一个人让你最近苦受的最深？你要求神祝福他。
Who has caused you the most pain? You should ask the most blessings for you.
因为神要让你得到一份特别的产业。
God wants to give you a special inheritance.
特别特别像耶稣的性情。
A very special, it will be like the likeness of Christ.
不要再被帕子遮住了。
Do not be veiled by any veil.
让我们每一次亲近神。Pass it 出去，让我敞开脸，见着主的同在。
Every time you come to the Lord with unveiled face, you see the glory of God.
我们不用说 What if 神在这里？如果神在这里的话
，We don't need to ask the question What if God is with us?
他真是在这里。
God is already truly with us.
我们就来让他享受我们对他的敬拜。
We need to worship His presence.
当我们真的转向神的时候
，We turn our face to the Lord.
帕子出去了
，Our veil taken.
让我们看见神在我们身上改变的大能。
And then we can see the changing power of God in our life.
他不光有释放的大能，主的灵叫我自由。
Not only has the releasing power giving us the freedom.
把我身上所有的捆绑、所有的瑕疵、所有的受压都除去了。
Getting rid of all the bondage, all the constriction on us.
他的那个改变的大能要在我身上改变我。
It's also a changing power which transforms.
不光借着聚会，借着我每一天的生活，我每一个的遭遇。
Through all the meetings, through our daily encounters, every day of our lives.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
当我们这样子认识的时候
，If we have this understanding,
我们对我们的每一天
，We will treasure
每一次亲近神
，Every time we come to the Lord,
每一个环境
，Every circumstance,
我们都会用很正面的态度来。
We have very positive attitude.
所以有一个很伟大的艺术家，有人问他
，A great artist, people ask him,
你这辈子最伟大的作品是哪一作
？What is the greatest artwork you have ever achieved？
他以前都会讲哪一个哪一个
？Previously, he would say that one and this one.
等到他年老的时候
，When he's old and mature,
他的技巧技术炉火纯青
，When his skill is so supreme and really surpassing every.
别人在问他说：“你最得意的作品是哪一作的？”
I mean, people ask the same question. What is the masterpiece?
他不像从前那么自信的回答哪一作了。
He no longer very confidently would refer to his one of his.
他反而非常谦卑的说 ：“My next one, 我的下一作。”
And he would say very humbly, "It will be my next one."
因为他每一个他都珍惜，全力以赴。
Because every time he would try his very best to do even better.
把他做得最好。
do the best to come.
我为你在你过去这几十年，不管你现在20岁、30岁、40岁、70岁。
So we ask, and if I ask you, no matter how old you are, 20, 30, or 80s.
你哪一天或哪一段年日是你这一生你最值得骄傲、最觉得活得有价值的？
And you look back, what year do you think is the most precious time of your year?
你会讲哪一段？
Which period would you refer to?
感谢主 ，my next one.
Praise the Lord, my next one.
我真的巴不得我们存这样子的态度。
I truly hope we will have this desire.
你哪一天带四代的最好
？Which time have you passed the best?
My next one, 对不对？我下一次。
My next one will be even better.
什么时候最爱你妻子
？What time do you love your wife more?
这就从现在开始，不是 my next one， 是从现在开始。
From now. Not next one.
就是从现在开始，我要比从前更爱她。
From now, I will love my wife.Deeper and more.
什么时候你在神儿女们中间最谦卑，活得最像耶稣？就是我的现在，对不对
？What is the time that you live humbly among God's children and learn obedience?
弟兄姊妹，我们用这样子的态度过每一天，总要趁着还有今天来得着神的圣好。
It is now while there is still opportunity, we will have the very best for the Lord.
来得着基督，经历基督，活出基督来。
To gain Christ and to experience Christ and to live out manifest Christ.
所以明天早上我们要讲活出基督来。
Tomorrow morning we will continue on manifesting Christ.
我们不光只要讲道理。要来就来真的。
Not only we are telling the truth, but we need to do it.
让我们彼此都活出基督来。
Shall we live out Christ? Live out Christ.
一个神学院刚毕业的学生站在台上，一天到晚讲希腊原文，圣经怎么说，神学理论是什么
？A graduate of Bible College once he shared like the Hebrews, the Latins, the Bible scriptures.
有一天他上在讲台上的时候
，Once he was in a pulpit.
讲台上有一个弟兄姊妹留了一句话给他，他说：“先生，我们要见耶稣。”
And one response was, "Brothers, we want to see Jesus."
我们来到神家，来到每一个聚会里面。
Every time when we come to the house of God, every meeting,
我们要看的不是于洪杰，不是某某人，不是某人，我们要来遇见耶稣。
We're not here to see Brother 于洪杰 or whoever.You may be thinking of.
我们希望我们所有的信息、所有的聚会、所有的服事，都让人从我们身上看见基督的荣美。
Our prayer is all our ministries, all our speeches are to cause people to see the glory of Jesus.
就像于师母今天中午带我们唱的，我用主的爱真诚来爱你，因为我在你里面看见了王的荣美。
This morning, Sister Nancy was teaching us the hymn that I will love you with the Lord's love because I can see the glory of God in your face.
我们唱296首，主荣上加荣，在改变我们。
Shall we sing 296, Glory unto Glory?
Shall we
exercise glory, freedom?
真的让圣灵自由的来运行，来释放，来改变。
Allow the Holy Spirit freely to change us, to release us.
主荣上加荣，正在改变我，改变我，改变我，使我的完全变成主的形象，要落在大海在世间，主在改变，改变我，是说。心想变成属灵，使我的完全变成主的形象，流露神大爱在世间。
会唱的举手。
If you know this hymn, please raise your hand.
会唱的人不多哈。那我们稍微高了一点，但是没有关系。你可以降一点点吗？你不会也没关系，可以降，不会降没有关系。那我们。被改变是最重要的。
You know, the most important is for us to be changed.
唱得再烂，主都喜欢听。
You know, no matter how bad we sing, the Lord still loves it.
有一次我儿子带教会诗歌的时候
，Once my son was leading hymns in the church.
他上来说，他说弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？You know, brother says, do you know what?
当我们底下要开始唱诗的时候
，You know, as we start singing hymns,
神在天上对天使说，安静，底下有人要唱诗了。
God will say to all His angels, be quiet because someone down there is singing hymns to me.
因为神最喜欢听蒙恩罪人对他的唱诗。
Because God really likes sinners saved by grace singing praise to Him.
天使敬拜神，理所当然敬拜神，能够看见神那么伟大的事情。
Of course, angels will worship the Lord. They see the greatness of God.
但神更喜欢听到蒙恩罪人的唱诗。
But God loves to hear
我们来唱好不好
the singing of the sinners.
今天唱的很烂没关系，主会荣上加荣的改变我们。
Just try your best to sing this hymn. The Lord will.I give you glory.
稍微低一点，能够低就低，不能低不能低。好，我们唱轻快一点。
主荣上加荣，正在改变我，改变我，改变我，使我的完全变成主的形象，流露神的爱在世间，主在改变。改变我世俗的形象变成属天使我的完全变成主的形象流露神的爱在世间
好啊希望我们今天晚上回家在你最亲的家人面前来流露基督好吧
Pray that you will even tonight when you go home you will show Christ manifest Christ to the one you love the most
你可能回到家里面马上有许多的事情在提醒我们还有许多未得之地
immediately when you go home so many things will come to remind you you still have unpossessed land
要用一个正面的态度说主啊谢谢你还提醒我这是我的未得之地
face all these with positive attitude that Lord thank you for reminding me that I still have many unpossessed land
主啊来改变我
Lord change me
让我更像你
that I will be more like you
主耶稣啊我们谢谢你
dear Lord Jesus we thank you
这是一个何等的爱
what a great love
让你不仅仅在我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候就为我们钉死在十字架上。
Not while we are still sinners, dead in our trespasses, you came to save us.
你居然把这么伟大的救恩赐给了我们。
You have given us such a great salvation.
不光叫我们灵里面活过来。
Not only we have been made alive in spirit.
你也在我们的魂里面施行极大的拯救。
Even in our soul, you are.Accomplishing this salvation,
改变我们的生命
to transform and change our lives,
让我们能够像耶稣
that we can be like Jesus.
主啊，我们把自己都交在你的手中
Dear Lord, we commit ourselves to your hands.
我们承认我们浪费了许多的环境
We confess we have wasted so many opportunities.
我们有太多的人事物面前，我们亏欠了你
We have lost so many chances.Before men and before all the opportunities.
因为我们太不像你了。
Because we do not like you.
主啊，现在还有今天。
While we still have today.
你让我们不再浪费每一个环境。
Lord, forbid us to waste any more time.
让我们在每一个环境的里面来经历你，来得着你。
That in every circumstance we draw close to you, we want to gain Christ.
因为基督不仅是一切，又在一切之内。
Christ is not just in all, it's not just all, but it's in all.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank
you. 愿你大大大大的祝福在若。Roseville 跟 Auburn 两处的聚会
May your mightily blessed assembly here in Roseville and in Auburn
兴起更多倾心爱主让主居首位的弟兄姊妹们
Raise up more brothers and sisters who seek you with a pure heart
我们同有一个心志要让主作王在我们中间
We have the one same attitude that the Lord will have the supremacy among us
要让主的荣耀主的同在主的祝福充满在我们每一个的聚会里面。
The Lord's glory and presence and blessings will be with every meeting of us.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。